invite chaos, and eventually the game just falls apart. God created man to have a relationship with himself, and set up a set of guidelines to make that happen. And when it happens, it can be a wonderful, exciting relationship. But if you throw out all the guidelines, you invite chaos, and eventually life just falls apart. Pascal, the 17th century mathematician and scientist, said this. He said, there's a God-shaped void in the heart of every man that can be filled by no created thing, only got by God himself. C.S. Lewis, the British author in the last century, the man who wrote Chronicles of Narnia, Mere Christianity, said this. He says, God cannot offer us happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing. God created man to have a relationship with himself, but man wanted to do things his own way. He wanted to become a god unto himself. So the relationship was broken beyond repair. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the great price for our sins, so we wouldn't have to pay for them on our own. So when we come to him in faith, he wipes the slate clean. He's the God of a second chance, and he mends the relationship together between God and man once again. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So just as Jesus did to Zacchaeus over 2,000 years ago, he invites us down from wherever we are, even up in a tree, invites us to come and spend time with him. He looks at us right in the eye and he smiles. And he calls us by our very own name, says he wants to spend time with us, and says these two words, follow me. We'd like to have you join with us.
Thank you. We're going to say a word of benediction in a moment to say that officially worship is ended, but you'll notice you're still seated. And when my words are through, Tim and all of the King's Brass will begin to play a mini concert for us. So I invite you to hear the benediction with eyes wide open, a benediction originated as departing words from one Christian to another. The grace of Christ attend you. The love of God surround you. The Holy Spirit keep you and those you love. Today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.
And when we were there, there were some churches in the United States that sent us some albums to listen to as kids. We wanted new Swedish music, so they thought they'd send something typically American. You know what they sent? They sent an album, and it was Dale Evans and Roy Rogers singing their favorite hymns and gospel songs. Oh yeah, they wanted to give us good American culture. And on this album, the first time I'd ever heard this gospel song was a song that says, "Leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms."
Thank you. Thank you.